morning, Bonner.
Oh, good morning, Brian. And how's your bride today?
Oh, well, she's a little more plugged up. She just seems to have a cold, but it's not getting any better, that's for sure. So that's why I thought I would give you a shout. I think maybe we should pass on dinner again. Gosh, you're never going to get a meal out of us. Over.
Sorry, I missed that last bit of your transmission. Try to say again, Brian.
Roger. She's not feeling all that well, so I think we'll have to pass on dinner this evening.
Okay, well, that's fine. Would she feel well enough to come and have it on Atlanta?
Oh, yeah, I think that's the point, that she doesn't want to be spreading this cold either, where we'll try and stay in splendid isolation to some extent. But we're also thinking that we'll decide in the next hour or two whether we go down to Scott Point or just stay here maybe for another day and then head for the barn. Over.
Oh, well, that's fine, Brian. Yeah, well, it's been great fun. We've enjoyed your company, and I hope Ann feels better soon. We're just inside alongside the Valdez here, and we're going to stop another quarter of a mile and just check my stuffing box, but it's just flat calm in here. Just a beautiful day.
Oh, is it really? Oh, that's nice to know. Oh, well, that's good. Well, I'm sorry to muck up the weekend, but I think we're better to just do this, and I was a little surprised you got away a little early this morning. I was just thinking of heading down your way, and there you are, pulled away from the dock.
Yeah, well, we were about 10 or 15 minutes ahead of schedule, but once we're up, we're on the way. So, yeah, well, we'll stand by on 16 as we go down here. And, Brian, sorry about Ann. That's a shame. But better to make sure she gets better soon.
That's right. So we may be at Scott Point, but we just won't make any plans at this point.
Well, if you're not there, you'll miss a tour of a big dark boat.
Well, roger that.
Okay, Atlanta, back to 1-6 on your final.
Back to 1-6.